CliffCentral.com. Hey, Sean Saunders, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, very good, Will. Very good in yourself, sir.
Excellent, excellent. Except I got this notification that Ethereum is down 15.8% in the last 3 days.
Yeah, the crypto markets actually had a bit of a pullback as of last night. I mean, I think things were getting a little too heated. I mean, it was just week over week. I mean, Bitcoin's had 7 weeks of straight gains. The last time we saw that was 2017. So wow. It's time that we've actually seen a bit of a pullback. Okay. And you've actually seen the crypto market across the board pull back about between 10 to 15% today.
It kind of struck me a little bit because I checked last night. I'm not obsessed or anything, but I saw $19,200 yesterday, and now I've seen $17,592 as we're talking now. That's quite a substantial drop. That's not just pulling back. If it was the stock market, we'd all be running and screaming and putting out the flames in our backs.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. But this is crypto, right? I mean, just as quick as it can go up, it can come down.
Right.
And if you look back, I mean, just last week, I mean, we're essentially flat over the last week. So Bitcoin's back where it started this week. And, you know, we could potentially see a further 10 to 15% pullback. I mean, it's not odd for crypto to pull back more than that, right? And I think that's, you know, we've been saying this at Revex for a long time. You sort of have to look at the longer term investment case here, because you are going to see these periods of major spikes like what you've seen over the last while, big pullbacks. It's just the way crypto works. It's the way that you see adoption grow. I mean, it's these sort of euphoric moments or periods that get a lot of people interested in the space, and they get people leaving their traditional jobs to actually come and work in the crypto space to start new projects and all the rest. Mm-hmm. And that's how this ecosystem grows. And I mean, over the last 3 years, you've seen a lot of the ecosystem grow. So whether it be data providers, custodians that look after your cryptocurrencies, exchanges, etc. I mean, the space has really, really been growing. And I think you are starting to see, well, I don't think, I know that you're seeing institutional players enter the space now. You're actually seeing a very big rotation out of gold and into Bitcoin. And yes, that's something that I think you would have probably laughed at me if I said that 2 or 3 years ago. But now this is actually something that's happening. You're having institutions say, I don't want to just have gold in my portfolio. I want to have Bitcoin as well.
Well, luckily, if you have some money with Revex, then you can have both.
So that's exactly awesome. There we go. There's the sales pitch. Yes.
Diversify. All right. But let's be clear about this, because the next question I'm going to ask you is, it's a very pointed question, and I do want to reiterate this because we need to be clear. You know, we're not giving financial advice here. This is not financial advice. What we try to do with Sean is we try to explore the various options. But the question I'm going to ask you, and you'll see why I put that proviso up front, is what is the best way to invest in this kind of market? And I'm only asking you based on your experience, the people you speak to. I'm not asking you because that's what I'm going to go and do. And nobody should just do what they hear. They should actually do a little investigation themselves and make sure they're comfortable with what they invest and not invest their whole life savings in one thing. I mean, that's kind of been your message all along, Sean. But how do you invest in this market?
Yeah, so when you have a volatile market like this, and especially when the prices have been increasing like they have over the last while, I mean, can Bitcoin increase to $30,000? Yes. Can it pull back to $15,000 or $12,000? Yes. So it's a volatile market. The crypto market's going to go up and down for the next while. The best way to sort of invest in this market is firstly not to consider yourself a trader. And I know that's not the advice that a lot of people want to hear, because they like to treat crypto as a casino and they like to go and, you know, bet on black or bet on a single cryptocurrency, but that's probably not the best way to go about investing in the space. Rookie traders, and that is pretty much most of the traders out there, the way that professional traders make money is from the rookie traders. Like, that's just the way it works. And the reason for that is really that somebody, you know, you've got human emotions, right? So if when you're making an investment, you sort of, you know, you want to get involved for whatever reason when the prices are high and you've got the euphoria, like what we've had over the last while, and that's probably not the best time to get involved. It would be really good when the markets are falling like what they are now, and perhaps if they fall a little bit further to get involved. But at that point in time, everyone's quite fearful. So, you know, you sort of need to be able to remove your emotions from it, and that's not quite so simple. So the best way to probably invest is to take a dollar cost averaging approach, which means that you invest a small amount of money over a set period of time. So let's say every single month you invest 500 Rand or you invest 1,000 Rand or whatever you feel comfortable investing.
Sure.
And then provided that the long-term trajectory of the market is from the bottom left to the top right, so the market is growing, then your investment is going to increase in value. And that's sort of our approach. We're saying, look at the long-term investment approach. I've said this so many times on your show, I'm sure that everyone's getting bored of me saying it, but yeah. Look at the long-term investment potential here. If you had looked at Bitcoin 5 years ago, or any of the other cryptocurrencies 5 or 10 years ago, and you looked at the longer-term investment potential, it doesn't matter what you're doing when you're trading. Like, maybe you get lucky, maybe you bet on the right cryptocurrency, but look at the market, look how the market's growing, look at what's actually happening in the traditional world as well. I mean, I think it was just yesterday that you had the international finance institution come out with a record level of debt. They've said that the world's debt is $272 trillion. Mm. And that's 4 times the global GDP at the end of the year. I mean, that's absolutely insane. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing sort of this growth in crypto.
But if you were a trader, you might have sold last night if you were very lucky at like 7 or 8 o'clock. And then you would have woke up this morning and your money would be worth more because you'd cashed out. But in the long run, you probably would have missed out on this anyway, because you wouldn't have been invested in Bitcoin to see it go up. So it's really a bit of a mug's game if you're gonna trade. And it is pure luck. I mean, there are people who claim to have inside info. It's like people who say they can beat the casino. The safest, surest way to do this is to play the long game, right?
Yeah, I mean, I used to work at a trading firm. It's quite funny. As a trader, you don't actually trade. All you're doing is essentially being able to You're putting indicators into an algorithm, essentially. Mm. That algorithm's doing the trading. The thing is that you as an individual, you're emotional, right? So when the market does what it does now, right, where it pulls down, you're panicking, you're selling, you're not wanting to buy, whereas an algorithm might be making a different decision and moving into the market. So yeah, I think the best advice that I can give is just, you know, be very aware of your emotions. Don't, if you've already bought into crypto, maybe don't go panic sell right now. If you're looking to get involved in crypto, into the market slowly, be sensible. This is not meant to be a casino. It's meant to be an investable class.
Yeah. Well, that's very good advice. Some of the things that are offered on Revex are probably interesting to people who are more conservative and to people who are more risky in terms of the way that they want to see their money managed. But you can do it all yourself, and you can buy into a number of different portfolios. They've got balanced funds there. They've got their PAX Gold. They've got, you know, the three different kinds of, because I always forget the one, sure. I always leave one out. There are three different kinds of crypto packages you could buy into there. What are they again?
Sure. So we've got the top 10 bundle, which provides exposure to the top 10 cryptocurrencies. They're all equally weighted. We've then got a payment bundle, which provides exposure to the payment focused cryptocurrencies. So the likes of Bitcoin, Litecoin, mm-hmm. Ripple, etc. And then smart contract-oriented cryptocurrencies, which have the likes of Ethereum, NEO, Cardano, Tron, and those are looking to sort of create the blockchain infrastructure for other applications to be built on top of. And they've actually done really well. I mean, our smart contract bundle and our payment bundle are up well ahead of Bitcoin this year.
Amazing.
You've seen just this last week some really remarkable returns. I mean, I think you're seeing Ripple up over 140%. You saw Stellar Lumens token up over 150%.
Sure.
So, while the market's pulling back, that's what I'm saying. I think this is a healthy pullback. And
right.
If you pull back an extra 5 or 10%, I think that'll probably be even more healthy because you have seen the market sort of get ahead of itself.
Love it. Always good to talk to you, Sean, because you help us figure things out that are otherwise, they always look very confusing and very random until you explain them to us. So thank you very much, Sean Sanders. And Revex, you can find out more by going to Revex. You can sign up for free. You can verify your ID, add funds, and select the bundle of your choice. And for more information, you can head to revex.com. It's the smart way to invest in crypto. You know the market's changing all the time. So you want a diversified portfolio in the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And they're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Revex Invest. Thanks, Sean.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. Always good. Sean Sanders, Revex.com.
Cliffcentral.com.